With so many people out of work, it's easy to wonder if this moment in time could be our generation's Great Depression. Many economists say no, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But it got us wondering how people who actually lived through the Great Depression are processing our current reality. Joining us now is Del Roberson, a retired newspaper publisher from outside of Driftwood, Texas, who was born during the Depression. And he recently wrote a column about how we will all persevere through COVID-19. Dale, welcome.
Thank you.
And Dale, I understand that you're home alone on a big property in the country with your animals. How are you doing?
I'm here with one dog, five cats, and seven donkeys.
Wow. You're pretty busy then.
Well, my grandson bought me enough groceries to get by for the first month that we were going through this, and then I have gone to Sam's a couple of times early in the morning when they're open just for us old folks and picked up some more groceries, and I have enough groceries to do just fine. The only other thing I do is I do go to the feed store to pick up feed for my animals, mostly for my donkeys.
You know, I want to talk a little bit more about what it was like for you and your family growing up. You were born in 1937, so that's actually on the tail end of the Great Depression. Do you remember what your family did to make ends meet?
Well, my father came off of a farm in Comanche in Central Texas. And when he was younger and just out of high school, he and my uncle rode the rods, in other words, a freight train from Texas to California, because they had heard that they could make a living out there. And when they got there, they found out that things weren't so good. But fortunately, FDR had started the Works Projects Administration, and my father and my uncle joined the CCC, the Conservation Corps. And then they came back to Texas and worked in the oil fields. And then World War II started, and I think that pretty much saved us because so many people went to work in the war effort.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting what you're saying about that, because it's sort of contrasting what we're dealing with now. I mean, now we have government interventions really that came through just weeks after COVID-19 began to spread throughout our country. It was a different time then, though. You all were really relying on just the grit of trying to survive. But then, as you said, the war came, and that kind of saved folks because it allowed them to be able to get to work.
Yes, and during the war, we also had victory gardens, so we had food. We had some quail and some prairie chickens to eat occasionally. The difference, I think, between now and then, or at least one of the differences, is that we're getting a double whammy now. Not only are we getting a disease that's causing this, it's not the same as the Wall Street crash in 29. This disease is affecting everybody. It's also not only affecting us health-wise, but affecting us money-wise.
Yeah, you wrote a column in your local paper, as I mentioned, the Hayes Free Press, about how in your lifetime, our nation has really overcome a lot. What are some of those moments that you're thinking about today?
Well, my mother told me about the Spanish flu when she was young. She lost twin siblings. But then since then, after the Spanish flu, you know, then we came into the Depression, and of course we had the Dust Bowl and lots of other things. In my lifetime, or the thing that we could compare to this mostly would be the polio epidemic. And I have a cousin who contracted polio, went to the hospital the day after he and I were playing together, and he got polio, and he had a real hard time of it, and he walked with braces and crutches. I also lost a friend that there was a boy that lived down the block from us that I played baseball with. And then one day I went to his house to see if he could come out and play. And his mother said they'd lost him. So we have been through, America itself has been through many, many things, maybe not comparable to this, but pretty close, and that we always can come through.
You know, so many of us are worried about our parents and grandparents because many of them are, of course, part of this vulnerable population. But in talking to you, what I'm really struck by is just how strong you are, both mentally and it sounds like physically. And so while so many of us, including your children and grandchildren, are worried about you, you kind of have a lot of answers on how we can persevere.
Well, fortunately, I'm in good health, and I stay busy. I have a woodwork shop, and I have my animals, and That's probably the secret to it all. Keep busy and keep a good attitude. So just keep your chin up.
That's Dale Roberson. He's a retired newspaper publisher from outside of Driftwood, Texas, who was born during the Great Depression. And he recently wrote a column about how we will persevere through COVID-19. Dale, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.